Hi, I'm CJ.
And I'm Kari.
And this is Expecting Expats. Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Expecting Expats. We are back in the studio and have our two boys with us. Because that's our life now.
Exactly. That's our life, and I'm waiting to see if Ragnar is going to wake up, but you know, hopefully it'll be quiet for a bit.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Bear with us if there's some baby noises.
Exactly. And little cooing, little, but they just fed, so, or just ate, I guess. But yeah, today we are going to be discussing and chatting about really how the first weeks have gone, especially with being moms of two now.
Yeah.
Two little ones. I don't want to say two under two, but just two little kids. So, yeah, I mean, CJ, how is it going for you? Because you're... I feel like I'm 5 weeks out now.
Yeah, you're an experienced
mom. Yeah, I'm an experienced mom of two now. But I mean, how has the first 2 weeks gone for you so far?
Yeah, good question. I think, of course, an exciting moment after having Oscar was the first time Emily met him.
Uh-huh.
Which was like the morning after he was born. We were already at home. Yeah, we basically just let him sleep on the bed and then took Emily inside to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like a good reaction. I feel like it was like she was just curious. That's kind of been my concern a bit, like how would it be for her? Would she be like super jealous? But in the beginning it's been quite good.
Okay, so Emily is then not at all, like, do you see any of that, like, effect of Emily having a little brother now? Like, any negative?
I mean, I think there has been some reaction, but it's too early to say because he's like 2.5 weeks old and she's a 2-year-old, which they always have strong emotions, so it's hard to say exactly if any of it is because of him.
No, I feel like with me, so yeah, I think one of the points is, yeah, dealing with Dagny, and there's just been changes. So I don't know if she's in this mode or this phase of always saying no, always not listening, like trying to talk back kind of thing.
Yeah.
If I'm like, hey, can you sit down? She'll just like, no, and then stand up. Like, or well, if she is standing, but if she's laying down, and she'll just like really try to push the boundaries.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know if this is a phase just because she's entering into, I mean, she's a toddler, she's 18 months.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's just in this phase or if it's because she's annoyed. When she does, though, get bored, she really likes to mess with Ragnar. And it's because she gets more attention from us.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's trying to lay down and sleep. And she then is, oh, I'm going to, you know, touch his head. And I'm going to grab his hand. And I'm going to take his blanket from off of him.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, how do you say? I feel like it's just been difficult in the fact of, I don't know if this is just a phase or if she's like traumatized by this little one, and I don't want her to be, so I'm just constantly thinking, I don't think she is, and I mean, I speak to Eric, and Eric's like, I think she's just bored sometimes, so she just wants to mess with him. But other than that, yeah, I mean, when she first met Ragnar, she was baby, like, she started saying baby, we didn't even know she knew that word.
Aww,
and
so cute.
Yeah, it was really cute, and she kept pointing at him, and then she just thinks he's really funny, and then every morning, I normally come out around like 5. And so I come out and then she'll come wake up later and then she'll run over to him and try to give him like kisses.
Aww.
Yeah. And so sometimes it's nice, but then she's kind of with the sickness now. So she just like snot coming out of her mouth and she's trying to kiss him. And that's when I'm like, I don't know how to say. Of course, I don't want Ragnar to get sick. But then at the same time, I don't want to keep this atmosphere of constantly saying no.
No,
like, I feel don't like, touch, don't touch. Yeah. No, don't touch him like that, you know.
It's just going to be hard to avoid. I feel like that our babies get sick.
Yeah.
When we have toddlers in daycare, I feel exactly. like. Exactly. Yeah, of course, I hope nothing too serious or anything, but yeah. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of colds this winter.
Exactly. And so unavoidable. I'm just mentally preparing for it.
Yeah, being home with two sick kids. Oh my God.
I know. But I mean, yeah, but that's how, I guess my next question for you then is, how are you mentally then? Because again, he's almost 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like 2.5, almost yeah. 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's typical when we start talking about like postpartum life, and then it's like immediately I talk about the kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I really wanted to talk about was also, yeah, how are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm actually doing a lot better this time than after I had Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Both mentally and physically.
Yeah.
So even though I was saying in the last episode that I had a hard birth, at least compared to my first one, I feel like the recovery has been a lot better. And I think mentally I also just been feeling a bit more like I know how to do things. So I've been stressing
yeah.
less.
Mm-hmm.
And just know a bit more what's normal also for myself, my own body. Because I have had like some stomach pain and things like that. But I feel like what I learned from last time, it was just like my organs basically rearranging.
Mm-hmm.
Where I would feel like painful gas and things like that. Like extremely painful gas for a yeah. few days. But I think it's just like really my intestines
were going back to normal.
And yeah. last time that scared me. But now I'm just like, okay, my body's just slowly going back to normal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think back. It's like, it's only been 2.5 weeks, but it's already hard to remember everything.
Yeah.
Because I will say, like, I'm not sleeping that much these days. I feel very...
How many hours of sleep? Like, what time do you go to bed? Does he wake up, like, every hour?
No. I mean, we should probably go to bed earlier, but we end up staying up until at least 10 o'clock. Maybe a bit later to have some
alone time,
like couple time. And then he sleeps like a good stretch usually in the beginning of the night, mm-hmm. wakes up like around 1 o'clock and then 3 o'clock. And then I feel like the whole morning he's just like, I don't know if he's gassy or whatever, but he's making so much noise
yeah.
the whole morning that I feel like I'm not really sleeping from
yeah
4 or 5 o'clock. Maybe sometimes even earlier, where it's just like I'm drifting in and out of sleep. So I still prefer this phase rather than being pregnant, because when I was pregnant, there's just a different way of being tired, and I really don't like the pregnancy fatigue. I still prefer yeah. to be sleep deprived,
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel as tired in my body. I just feel it in my brain. I'm just like, I just can't. think very clearly, but I yeah. can still like walk around and function better now than when I was pregnant.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think physically and emotionally I'm better than last time. I think, again, a lot of stress. I didn't know what I was doing, so you're constantly looking it up or questioning yourself,
yeah,
questioning your feelings. I do have some recovery where I'm like, what is this feeling? Like, there's this thing called prolapse, which is something like your organs basically fall out.
Yeah, I've been scared the last few days that I've had
exactly.
that.
And I'm constantly like, do I have it? Do I not? Do I have it? Do I not?
Oh my God,
because
me too.
Some days it's okay, and then other days it's bad. And, you know, I constantly am asking my midwife, my hey mama, like, is it normal? Can you check? And she's like, it's normal. Like, you didn't have any strain. They would have written it in your folder.
Okay.
And you don't have it. And like, yeah, if you're ever constipated or something, like, your organs are still going back to normal. Yeah. So if it's really easy to stretch them.
Yeah.
So whatever, that's why like you can't have sex. You shouldn't be holding your bladder so much because your bladder can be pushing on other organs.
Yeah.
Things like that. She said, you know, everything should just be moving smoothly.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly questioning that. And I think, I can't really. And Ragnar is so big. He is big. I know, like, I'm like, oh, babies are big or whatever. But he just went to his U3, and he's in the 95th percentile of, like, weight because he's just a big kid. But they said it's going to even out.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm like, oh, my God, I'm carrying this massive thing. Like, where Dagny wasn't as big.
Yeah.
And I was carrying her all the time. So I'm like, oh, my God, I have prolapse, and he's so big. Do I have to put him in a stroke? Like, I'm just overthinking that. But yeah. I think in my first 2 weeks, I didn't have postpartum sadness or stress. I was more, I call it like postpartum rage. I was just angry.
Yeah.
I was very angry. I was angry, I think, because, like you said, I when I had Dagny the first, there was no schedule. You know, Eric and I both had off. My milk was fine, so I could produce more at night, and then I could sleep in, and he was hanging out with her with the bottle, and then I would go on a walk at 10 and get ready when I wanted, and it was just more relaxing. Where now it's because Dagny goes to daycare at Akita, we just have a schedule.
Yeah.
And so even though I'm up at 5, I would like to take another nap, but I know I can't take another nap until maybe the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I have to help get ready or get Dagny ready. And I am a person who does believe that you should also get yourself ready. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really agree how, not agree, but when moms are like, I lost myself.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, well, oh, why didn't you do, I don't have time to do makeup. I don't have time to do my hair. I don't have time, you know? And that to me is something I don't want. So I'm like, look, if I need 20 minutes by myself to like put myself together to like feel better about myself,
yeah,
I'm going to do it. So it's also that kind of stuff. And trying to almost live up to expectations of when I was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
You know, as in like I had 8 weeks off before the birth.
Yeah.
And I would always make Eric breakfast in the morning when he comes, you know what I mean? And like all these little things that I actually enjoyed doing.
So you want to be trying to continue those things.
Yeah. And I tried my first 2 weeks. Oh my God. And I would just get angry. So it would just make me angry. I would do it, but I would be so angry because it's like, oh, Eric's still going to the gym. I have to make breakfast and watch two kids, you know? And I was just angry, even though I was the one who was. And so, like, of course, Eric and I had to talk about it. And he's like, you don't need to make breakfast for me. Like, we can just have some, like, I can make myself, like, you know. And again, it was, like, this expectation that I was putting on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I was just angry because I did realize, like, Ragnar always likes to be on me sleeping or eating.
Yeah.
And all they do is eat and sleep. And so I get that. But I also was wanting to hang out with Dagny a bit.
I know.
And I was just mad that, like, Eric could do that all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't and take anything away from me. Like, not to couldn't take anything away from me. How do you say this? As in, like, he couldn't take off a chore that I was putting on myself. Because I'm like, well, you're not going to feed or I have to pump.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's not so easy for them to take over this part and... It just takes so much time. It's what I'm also forgetting from last time, like breastfeeding and just sitting with the babies to make sure they don't cry.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time. And sometimes it also makes me stressed because, there's, okay, what about dinner? What about Emily also wants me? What about all these things around me that needs to get done? But I just have to sit here on the couch and breastfeed. For so long.
Exactly. And no, that's what I mean. And it's that like finding that routine again. But of course, when the kids get a bit older, it's a bit easier because when Dagny was at least walking around or anything, she could, 6 months, anything where she could entertain herself a bit by looking at something or whatnot.
Yeah.
You could cook while they're doing something else. But now it's like he's either sleeping or he's eating.
Yeah.
I mean, he's up a bit, but like that's what he does. So it's like, okay, oh, I have to hurry up and go cook right now. And again, it just puts this entire routine that you had just out the window.
Yeah.
And that's where I think I was just getting so frustrated. But as he gets older and the more we're all together as a family of four, the more the routine comes in.
Yeah.
And we also, a credit to Eric on this one, we also were able to now put Dagny to bed at a reasonable time. And it's because we were talking to, actually this was like Halloween, we were talking to a few people, Amanda Graybill being one of them, about like sleep coaching, sleep training, and all those kind of things. And we just read up on it and we listened to their stories about how they did it. Mm-hmm. And that night we're like, okay, this is what we're doing. And really, and our issue was that we would always go lay down with Dagny in the bed until she would sleep, and then we would leave, and then you'd be there for like 45 minutes. But when you have a little one, you just can't.
No, you don't have time anymore.
Yeah. And so we were able to do that, coaching her, I guess, on just going to bed by herself. And that really just like saved us all this time, because now it's 7 o'clock. We give her little water bottle. We say goodnight. She has a little lovey or a little stuffed animal. And she just goes to bed.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's really, really, she's like, yeah, I'm tired. And she sleeps until, yeah, around 6:37. But that's a thing, though, where we had to do it. Like, Ragnar, like, basically forced us to do it.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't, for the first 2 weeks, it was me trying to put Dagny down to bed like I normally do. Mm-hmm. And then 30 minutes into our 45 minute to an hour, you know, sit down time, Ragnar starts screaming.
Yeah.
And then she wakes up again and is like, what's going on? Where's the baby?
Yeah. And then you start from scratch.
And then she wouldn't go to bed till 9 or 10. So, I just feel like, but again, we also switched our schedule. I go to bed at like 8:30.
Yeah.
Because I'm just too tired. Yeah, I'm just too tired. Like, I just go to bed early, and like Eric actually does as well. Because sometimes I'm thinking, I'd rather just be up at 5 and kind of alone in the morning. I'm always a morning person.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just do that than try to stay awake. And so we go to bed really early now. When he's older and more on a schedule, we can push that time back, but
yeah,
it does kind of limit things for nighttime, as in, you know, some friends are like, oh, do you want to go to dinner? I'm like, yeah, cool. And they're like, hey, let's meet you at 7. Yeah, meet you at 7. I'm like, well, I go to bed at 8. So, you know, but again, all of this is just, I was talking, my family came, my parents and my aunts and uncles, and I was telling them, they're like, how's it going? And I just told them, it's the schedule that is frustrating, because there's no schedule. And so I feel like I'm just constantly like, oh, we're going to leave now to go, you know, to the store. Oh, wait, Ragnar's crying now because he's hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone has to stop, wait, feed him for 30 minutes, and then we can go.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, sometimes Dagny will have her shoes on ready to leave. And it's, oh, no, we can't go now. And then she's getting anxious.
Yeah.
So it's that, to me, is my biggest postpartum issue right now.
That is tough. I feel like when I was with Emily, when she was little, I would be stuck sometimes in the house, in the sense that it was like, okay, now I need to feed her. Now I need to change her. Now she's sleeping and now she's hungry again. And like, it would just like be a never ending cycle.
Yeah.
And now with Oscar, I'm just like, I'm just going out the door, even if he's crying.
Yeah. Because
I'm just like, I will deal with it when we get wherever we need to go. Or often he will like stop crying once we get outside.
Yeah.
And with Emily, I had a hard time doing that. But now I'm just like, but we need to go. Like, otherwise, our life doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's why I feel a bit different with the second one, that I'm just like, making him a bit more adapting to our schedule rather than his schedule, even though it's still hard for me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I mean, I did have feelings though of kind of like being alone, because I just felt like this is all on me to deal with.
Yeah.
Even though it's not, but yeah, you don't have like family here where you're like, Mom, can you just come over and like take the kid so I can do something? And you know, Eric of course is always helping and like holding Ragnar and things like that, but it is a lot on the mom to like do everything,
especially when you're still like breastfeeding and stuff. It's like trying to think like, when can I even go to the hairdresser again, or like do anything, like meet up with people without the baby. It's like that seems far in the future right now, because can't be away for like more than 2 hours.
Exactly. And my thing was as well, and this is what I was, I guess, nervous about, is worried, is that I feel like, because I know how the baby works, as in, oh man, when they can at least sit themselves up, and it's going to be so much better, you know, because then they can like sit in front of something, you know, and you can just sit them and plop them down and you feel comfortable and whatnot. But then I just feel like I'm excited for the future too much.
Yeah.
And I'm not enjoying the present, where I'm like, oh, well, once Ragnar can hold up his head, you know, and like, and that's what I feel bad about, because I'm, so it's like almost this mom guilt already setting in, being like, okay, Ragnar, can you like get older? Because it's just going to go by so quickly that even Eric's parents came, my parents came, and we were just both parents, we asked, you know, what were we like when we were this age? And both of them said, I have no idea. It's just a blur now.
Yeah.
And thinking it happens so quick and you become older so quickly that I don't remember how you were at like 4 weeks, 5 weeks, or 2 weeks. Because I asked my parents, like, how'd you do it with three under three? Because they had three kids right away.
Yeah. Sounds intense.
And my mom's like, I don't know, we did it. I'm like, okay, but like how? I need strategies. I need operations. I need logistics. Like, what are we doing right now? You know? And they're like, I don't know, we just did it. It's like kind of a blur. Like, we did it. I don't know. You just do
it. You just probably been so sleep deprived.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or anything. Exactly. From that time.
And because I'm like, did we sleep in your room? Did we not? And they're like, no, you slept with us for the first year. It's like, okay, but how did you then take care of the other two in the other room? Like, what, you know, when did you move the other, like, but they don't remember.
No, that's so frustrating sometimes, asking parents for tips. Because, also my parents said, you guys were just easy as children.
That's and what I they said like, to me too.
Yeah, I feel like when parents say that, it's just because they forgot. I think they just forgot a lot of stuff.
I remember, I was just a very sensitive child, and I always wanted, of course, everyone always wants their way, but like, I can see my personality in Dagny, because she's always wanting her way, and she's just sensitive.
Yeah.
So I can see it, and I just kind of laugh, because I'm like, how am I going to treat you? Like, because I was, a sensitive kid, so it's, I mean, anyways, but going back to the postpartum time, I mean, that's the only thing now where I'm like, okay, I'm actually going back to work in February, so I'm only taking 4 months off.
Yeah.
Which that's what I did with Dagny, but I'm just thinking to myself, oh my God, how is he going to change in the 4 months? What is he going to do? Like, I don't know.
It goes by really fast.
Yeah.
Even though, it's intense like to be in, but I think, you're right, like, we should try to, like, stop and enjoy also this time.
Yeah.
While there's so little, because it goes really fast.
Yeah. And it's also a thing that I'm noticing, and it's because Eric's helping so much, is that it's easier for him to take Dagny, go play with Dagny in the park, read to her in the morning while I'm, you know, feeding Ragnar, and I'm a multitasker, so I'm putting my makeup on as I'm feeding Ragnar, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I can see, though, that their relationship is really growing. Yeah. And, of course, because I'm with Ragnar more, our relationship is, and I'm always like, Eric, hang out with Ragnar no more, you know, and yeah. I don't have to hang out with Dad anymore. And yeah. that's also something I worry about is like, mm-hmm. what's our relationship going to be like in the future? Like, who's going to be closer to who?
Yeah.
Because as adults, you know, I don't want to say, of course, you love both parents, but you can, I mean, I remember as a teenager, I was maybe closer to my dad. And then when I get younger, I was closer to my mom. And then older, you know, like you can, oh, I go to my dad for this, I go to my mom for that. Like, this is who I'm, I don't say closer to, but like, this is how my relationship is with them.
Yeah.
And so I just think to myself, oh, I hope, and again, it's me overthinking, but I hope daddy like comes to me for things and isn't just like a daddy's girl who just like doesn't like her mom.
I know.
Because I'm too busy.
But it's exactly the same thing that's happening at our place where
yeah.
Emily is just going more and more to her dad and asking him to come play with her.
Exactly.
These kind of things where she's just, I feel like she's realized that I can't do it as much. And yeah, in a way, it's like, yeah, I was also saying to Juan, like, oh, you're going to be her favorite from now on.
Dagny, which, yeah, that's already been accomplished it in my house. Yeah,
but at the same time, it's also really nice to see them together. Like, it also warms my heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm also like, I wonder how things are going to be, yeah, in the future. But okay. Yeah, I think it's okay. Like, parents have different roles.
I know. And so this is, again, it's this is the postpartum where you just overthink it. And you do have more time, of course.
Yeah.
Because you are just like, yeah, chilling and feeding, you know. Yeah. But I've mastered my iPad and my phone while I'm feeding.
Yeah.
Because I have a little pillow so I can just like lay him on it and just do other things.
Google stuff.
Yeah, Google stuff. Look up things. I don't know. Read a lot. So, yeah. I mean, it is, yeah. So I would say though that, but I mean, kind of to your first point, it is an easier transition with two than with one. To me.
Yeah. It's more intense, but you still like, you know a bit more what you're doing.
Yeah. And you know how to communicate with your partner more because you've already had these discussions or yeah. You've already been through hell and high water with yes. your first. So you're like, okay, I know that we're going to chat about this way in this, you know, how to chat with them. But yeah, so I mean, and like you said, I feel like I'm just tired as well. And because it is November, sicknesses are coming. And I feel like I'm just always on the verge of like being sick.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, does my throat hurt? And then the next day it won't. And then 2 days later, yeah. I'm like, am I sick or am I just yeah. tired? You know?
Because it's also, yeah, when you don't sleep so much at night, sometimes you just feel like super hungover where it's like,
yeah.
Am I sleep deprived or mm-hmm. am I getting a cold or what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was just saying that my mental health has been pretty good, but there is still the other day where I was like crying 3 times before it was even noon. I'm trying to remember what I was crying about. Like one thing was that I realized I forgot my dad's birthday and he had just been to visit us. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, he's like the Swedish grandpa. And then I realized, that it was his birthday yesterday. So I call him immediately and then I just start crying. I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday. It's like really.
Yeah.
Which I don't think normally I would cry about that, but.
Yeah, yeah, you feel bad, but not maybe cry. Or not yeah. feel bad, but you're like, ah, oh, damn, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember what I was crying about in the morning, but something silly.
Yeah, I sometimes have this feeling like I should cry right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like, I'm like, I'm on the verge of crying, but I don't know what about.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I will just like make myself cry with like watching sad commercials.
Just to get it out.
On YouTube. Yeah, just to get the feeling of crying. But then I feel like exhausted afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like crying sometimes just makes me want to go to sleep. So then I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
Maybe you need a nap after.
I know. That's what I'm thinking as well. But yeah, but again, because Eric's back at work, it's like I am the one normally to go now pick up Dagny, mm-hmm. you know, because again, I'm just, I don't say I'm just chilling, but it offers me this way of getting exercise.
Yeah.
Because we can't really work out so we can walk. But it is a thing where I'm just like, oh, I have to go get Dagny now. Okay. Where did the day go?
I know. It goes by so fast.
Yeah. And then in Germany, you have to do all this paperwork for Mutterschutzgeld, so that's like your maternity leave. And then you have Elternzeit application, which is like extension of, and so Mutterschutz is with your employer, and then Elterngeld is also with your employer. So you're like working with your employer, trying to get signatures done, mm-hmm. printing them out. And then you also have Kindergeld application. Just so many little applications, but then they need all these extra documents.
Oh, but I haven't even started applying for Kindergeld yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it later.
Right. And I mean, that's the thing though. So they just, they're constantly sending you like note, like, oh, can you actually send us the original, like, Bescheinigung, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay. Then you have to go ask your employer, hey, you have to sign it and stamp it with the company's seal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to send it to me. And then I have to do an original signature. And then we have to send it.
Yeah. And
it's that kind of BS.
All these things should just be done digitally, but Germany is...
Oh, and oh, don't even get me started on that, because Germany, they say, do it electronically, and you go into this Elster form, and it's their tax hub where you can download forms,
mm-hmm.
and oh, you can do it electronically on Elster. I know, it sucks, Oscar.
Yeah, that's not fun.
But you can do it electronically on Elster, but then you have to still print it out and sign it and then re-upload it. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
So I feel like Germany like wants to be there, but they're not.
They're really
You're like half-assing the digital, like, and yeah, anyways though. So I just feel like I'm constantly doing that.
Yeah.
It's constant of paperwork if I have time.
It's a lot of work being on maternity leave.
I know. So anyway, so my applications, the reason I'm even saying this is because today I just sent them all. So I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Good job.
No more.
Nice.
No more applications. But then I feel like I can actually breathe. But yeah, and then you have like just things to do. But even with that, like if we like go to brunch or whatnot, it's like that's my one activity for the day. I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
I know. But you were saying like you're already picking up Dagny, so how has your physical health been since giving birth?
I mean, so in the first 2 weeks, the iron deficiency was really, like, really hard. Because I would stand up and I would feel like I was going to faint, so I'd have to really slowly do stuff. And then I just focused all on eating iron.
Yeah.
Like, well... anything that has iron. So a lot of red meat, a lot of spinach, a lot of lentils. And then, yeah, so that was in the first 2 weeks. I just felt kind of like I was always faint.
Yeah.
But it was also interesting because I feel like I wasn't hungry. I know that sounds crazy because I was breastfeeding, but I...
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So I was able to almost lose some weight mm-hmm. more than I did when I had Dagny quicker. But it's, don't get me wrong, I still have my maternity weight to lose, but I feel like I slimmed down quicker because now I feel like I'm gaining weight because I'm just so hungry.
Yeah.
I'm just eating constantly.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hungry right now.
I know. I can eat all the time and it just doesn't stop. So physically I'm fine. And then I also feel fine. So I actually started yoga like last week where it's just like little online postpartum yoga and Pilates, you know, and... I just try to do that, like, honestly, once a day for, like, 20 to 30 minutes. And I'm trying to see if I can do it. Today, I'm going to try to see if I can do it when both kids are here.
That would be impressive. Normally,
I try to do it when he's sleeping, like, around noon.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I just didn't have time. So I'm like, I'm going to really see if I can just do it when the kids are here because it's just an online... I can stop the course, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just want to see it and see how crazy it is. So I'm going to try that today.
That's cool.
But yeah, walking, going back and forth with Dagny to the daycare, which it takes me about like 40 minutes there and back to an hour, 40 minutes there and back. I would like to ride my bike, but my midwife or my Heibama told me that I need to wait for my doctor's appointment because they need to check my abs.
Yeah, if they've gone back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of waiting, which is next week.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get the green light to have sex.
Yeah, unless I'm like, do I have prolapse or not? I don't know what's going on. No, today I feel fine.
Why are you worried about that, if I can ask?
So I think it's because a couple things. One, so I watched actually a video of what prolapse is. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, there's like three organs, your rectum, your vagina, and then your like bladder, your urethra, like coming down straight. Mm-hmm. And then you have something that goes horizontal to the three straight organs. That's your pelvic floor.
Yeah.
And your pelvic floor becomes like a hammock with the baby. And it needs to strengthen. And then so like it needs to strengthen uh-huh. to like keep the three organs like parallel. But if one organ becomes, because everything is just like stretchable after the baby, if one organ becomes bigger, it can like move the other organs down. But like because your pelvic floor isn't strong and still a hammock, it can like move them down. And then you have like your organs are kind of, I don't say they're falling out because they're not going to fall out, but they can be pushed out.
Yeah.
And so that's when people feel like, oh, I feel like a tampon's falling out or whatnot.
Yeah.
And so that's why everyone's like, oh, do pelvic floor exercises, which some like yoga and like Pilates do. Mm-hmm. But it's basically I think my issue was I had so much iron coming in, and iron makes you constipated.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And so it's one of those things where I feel like I was just so full that like my one of the organs was kept pushing on the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
So now I just really like stopped so much iron because I feel better. And then I'm just trying to like stay regular with just like normal techniques of like eating healthy and a well-balanced diet.
Yeah.
And it feels better.
Okay.
But I'm going to go to my doctor and be like, is it better?
Yeah.
Or am I just thinking this?
Yeah.
But they said that hammock of the pelvic floor needs to be, it'll go straight, but you have to like train it. It's like a muscle. So Kegel exercises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way forward.
So that's why I feel like I have prolapse, is because sometimes I'm walking around and they said it's when you're walking that you feel like something's falling out of you.
Yeah.
Like a tampon.
Yeah, because I had the same fear that started like a few days ago. I had like three stitches uh-huh. after giving birth, and my hebamme, because they were bothering me after 2 weeks, so I asked my hebamme to have a look at them, and she took out two of them, and then the last one sort of came out a few days ago.
Oh, interesting.
And then I was like looking down there with the mirror and like, okay, it looks normal again. But then I was also like, yeah, it feels a little bit different. And I'm just like, is there, because I also heard a podcast about this topic. So I was just like, is everything in its right place down there, like in on the inside?
Yeah.
And I just also got a bit paranoid about this, like, yeah, you say like this tampon feeling.
Yeah.
I'm just like, maybe it feels a bit like this, like a tampon in or something.
Yeah.
And then I just started doing like these, yeah, Kegels, whatever.
Yeah, Kegel.
All the time. Just really like
tight release, tight release. Yeah,
because I got paranoid, like, oh, I hope everything is like in its right place, or like, what do I need to do? Maybe I need to like.
Yeah, because once you like firm up that like horizontal like muscle that holds it up.
Yeah.
And then also you have to like wait. That's what like my midwife and all the things that I was reading. It's just like, it's basically kind of like your muscle stretched out, or like, not that you sprained the muscle, but like something like that, that you just have to wait till it heals. And the more you try to use it, like if you're pushing down too much, or like if you're constipating, you're pushing, pushing, like it's not going to help anything.
No.
So.
Yeah, I think also just thinking like, okay, this time I had like a boy that was like a lot bigger than Emily.
Yeah.
And the pushing part, when I had to push him out, it was like
longer
and a lot tougher. So I was just mm-hmm. thinking like, I hope I didn't mess
they it should up. Be in your folder. That's what my midwife said. She's like, it should be if like there's a big issue, because some people will have prolapse when they're giving birth.
Yeah.
Where like their vagina will like come out with the baby.
That sounds so crazy.
I know, because they push too hard.
Oh my god.
Or like they'll have a rectal prolapse, which is like
yeah
when they're giving birth. So, freaky. Knock on wood, that doesn't happen to anyone listening. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I've also been a lot more physically active this time than with Emily.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, with Emily, I didn't really leave the house the first 2 weeks. And this time I've been like out and about, walking a lot. Which again is like making me now nervous, like, did I walk too much? But I just have been feeling...
But you feel good though.
I feel good.
That's good.
I'm still still bleeding. I keep thinking like, oh, I'm done bleeding. And then like some more comes, like it stops and then it comes.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, looking forward to when that's done. Like I haven't had my period in like 3 years. So for me, it's like so weird to be bleeding.
Yeah.
Of course, I was bleeding after Emily was born as well, but I haven't had like a normal period, yeah, so I'm just exactly. like not used to this stuff.
I know.
Yeah. Apparently, I also had like, just to FYI, I had like a scratch in my, what is it called? Inside my butt.
Oh, yeah.
When I gave birth.
Oh, got, interesting. Like, scratch. I actually don't know what it's called in English.
No, I don't know what it's called.
Because it's like, it could be, it's not a hemorrhoid. No, no, no.
No.
There's a fissure, F-I-S-S-U-R-E or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But they said it was not necessary to stitch, to make stitches.
Interesting. Oh, and so it was bad. Was it bad?
I got a bit freaked out when they said it.
Yeah.
And then I was like really scared to poop after giving birth.
Yeah.
Mainly because they told me this. I was just like, is it gonna hurt? Like, what's going on in there? I don't know. But yeah, it took a few days before I could go, and I ended up getting some stuff from the hospital to go to the toilet.
Oh, like, yeah, stool softeners or whatnot.
But it was fine.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our bodies are just crazy with all of this, because it like goes back, but you think about like even women back in the day, and they would get pregnant in like 6 months or 7 months, like even people, women get pregnant in like 3 months.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
because the body is going through such massive changes right now.
Oh yeah,
after giving birth. Yeah, I don't know. I also, yeah, just like my belly, of course, been shrinking a lot, but now it's just like this wobbly belly, and I got like a lot more stretch marks than I thought. Like after Emily, I had like one small one, and now I have like actual stretch marks.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't have any, but I feel like I just feel like big. I feel like I just feel like I look like I have a mom body. Like kind of a little tummy, little thicker legs, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so I sometimes look at myself and I'm like, oh my God, like I have like a mom body, like just kind of, you know, not big, not thin. And I'm like, oh, I want to be fit. You know what I mean? Like I want to go back to my fit time. Whereas, so, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not like planning on doing this anytime, because I feel like my stomach has shrunk, and it's different from a C-section because you have, it's different.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still have like my stomach to lose. I can't fit into my clothes still.
No, I have a few things I can squeeze into.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like things that are like elastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just like, can't wait until I can fit stuff, because now it's like you don't really want to wear your pregnancy clothes. No. Also, I can't really breastfeed in any of my pregnancy clothes.
Yeah.
And I can't fit my normal clothes. So I have like, yeah, two or three outfits that I can fit.
Yeah, we're going to be outfit repeaters for the... Honestly, I only have like maybe four outfits. So whoever sees me is just going to see me. But yeah, I did something crazy where I just decided like week three, I'm like, I'm putting all my maternity clothes, I'm washing them, putting them down in the basement. I don't want to see them anymore.
No.
I don't want to be in maternity clothes. I do not fit into my normal clothes. I can some squeeze into things. I can fit into my dresses, of course, because my dresses are loose, but you can't breastfeed in dresses.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to be wearing some nice, you know, leggings and like a sweater.
Yeah, that always works.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like our body is in a huge process right now, and we also have to be patient and kind to our bodies.
I know, because I really don't like, though, it sounds bad, I do not like my big boobs. I don't like it.
I don't like my big boobs either. I can't fit into my, even like I got some nice nursing bras, but they're too tight.
Yeah. I can't fit into some of my bras. They hurt after a while. I feel like I look like a box on top. Like, not even, you know what I mean? Like, and maybe because I still have my tummy, but like there's no waist. It's just like a box. And then because they're so heavy with milk, they just like sag. I'm like, oh my God. Like if I just had, and I like push my boobs up in the mirror and I'm like, but again, I don't want to be this like mom who's like, I wish I had this, because I do know that once I stop breastfeeding and if you start working out, you'll be fine. Recently. Exactly. But that's the one thing that I just like kind of like, oh my God, this again.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm just like, okay, now I still prefer this phase rather than being pregnant.
Yeah.
In a way. Even though when you're pregnant, you don't feel fat, you just feel pregnant.
But now, I did love being pregnant, though.
Yeah?
I did, because I don't know why. I just didn't ever feel guilty about anything I did. Because I'm like, I'm pregnant.
I still don't feel guilty. I'm like, I'm breastfeeding, I need to just eat. And
see, with me, I'm like, I'm breastfeeding, and I should probably, instead of, like, the cinnamon bun, I should probably just have normal bread. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I think. Like, I'm not trying to limit myself, but I'm like, I literally had a cinnamon bun every day. Cardamom bun. I would normally do cardamom, but, like, I would just... Every day, drop Dagny off with Nikita, and then go for type for broke for
a treat. Yum.
And then eat it over the day. So now I'm like, okay, no more of that. But anyways, I think we can discuss all of this for so long. We're in like 15 minutes, but we'll keep everyone posted, of course, on our journey, because I think this is going to change. It's all going to change. We're going to have more craziness, I think, coming our way once the kids start talking and actually
playing. Just getting started.
I know. But anyway, so thank you guys so much again for listening to this episode, and we will see you next week.
Yes, see you next week.
Thanks. Bye.